Guys, how many of you here pretended to like Morrissey in college just so you could get laid? Anybody? No, was that? That wasn't just me. Well, you should have done it. But you should also outgrow it, which I haven't always done, which brings to the story from about 8 years ago when I had a stalker. Okay? Now, it wasn't like a real stalker, it's a San Francisco stalker. She wasn't monogamous and she couldn't make a long-term commitment. Alright? Take what you get here, you know? So it all happened, like, after this really bad breakup. I was with someone for 2 years, and she broke up with me, she kicked me out of the house, and once I found an apartment and got everything back on my feet, there was one thing I wanted more than anything else, and that was rebound sex. But not just any sex, I wanted that kind of vengeful sex. Like you fucking dumped me, now I'm fucking someone else, and I'm gonna videotape it and webcam it to your workplace. That kind of, you know, that kind of thing. Like, you don't care, like, how demeaning it is, whatever, just kind of to get back at someone else. Anyway, not very healthy either. Whatever. I made all my mistakes. It was a long time ago. Forgive me. Okay. So, the problem was, I had this one really big problem with it, though. After 2 years of not being single and being out of the dating game, I reeked of desperation. All right? Women stayed away from me like I was playing a Game Boy wearing a Star Wars shirt with Spock ears in a comic book store. So, when my friend Sheila told me she was having this party at her house, there'd be a lot of cute girls, I jumped at the chance. But of course, when I got there, it's one of those San Francisco parties where, like, everybody shows up in little groups, and no one wants to really let you into their little clique, and they're all talking about things like I don't know anything about, like, you know, ambient trance music, all that kind of shit. So I'm just there, I drink a pint of whiskey I brought, and then I was like, well, fuck it, you know, I'm just gonna leave. And then the living room clears out, and I figure I have to go check out what's going on in there. So as everybody's pouring out, I'm sticking my head in. This is also other behavior. When everybody's running from something, I run to it. This is also not very healthy. So I stick my head in there, and there, dancing on the coffee table, is this totally hot punk girl with a mohawk who's rapping along word for word with Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang. Yeah! I was smitten. Yeah. I tried to, when the song was over, I tried to talk to her, and she smelled like a beer, not like a cheap beer. Not like she had been drinking one, she smelled like she kind of was one. All right? That's okay, but then I probably reeked the whiskey. So I'm trying to talk to her, and it's like she can't see me or hear me, and I think, well, she's not interested. When all of a sudden she just interrupts me with, "Do you like Adam Sandler movies?" Yeah! Adam Sandler movies? No. Oh my God, have you seen The Wedding Singer? No. Oh my God, I don't care if you hate everything about him. That's the one you had to watch? It has Steve Buscemi and Drew Barrymore. Would you watch it with me? You mean now? She looked at me like I was crazy. You're funny. That's cool. I like funny guys. She took me by the hand and took me into a bedroom. She closed the door and took an Adam Sandler Wedding Singer movie out of her bike messenger bag. Do you carry that movie around with you? You're so funny, let's watch the movie. So we're watching, we're sitting right there next to each other in the bed and kind of getting close and everything, and you know, everything's going pretty good. We're cuddling up and kissing a little and everything. And right as the credits are going, and I think, wow, it's, you know, time to really make a move, this drunk couple staggers in, bursts into the room, staggers in, this guy and this girl, they stagger in and pass out right there on the bed. So Mohawk girl looks at me and says, "Let's move into the living room." And we get out there, and the whole place is deserted. Everybody's gone. So we did what drunken party people do right there on the couch. Now, you guys ever like go swimming when you're a little kid and you try to play this game? That's not a good idea either. Where it's like, how long can I stay at the bottom of the pool? And that one, you know, like that's like you see this theme throughout my life. And you're like, oh, it's a bad idea. Let's do it. Wow, Coke, really got some? Great. Okay. Yeah, all that kind of shit. So you're at the bottom of the pool and you think, wow, I broke my record. And then it's like, oh shit, now I can't breathe. And You swim up to the top and you really don't think you're going to make it. And your lungs are like cracking. You feel like the cracks form in them. And then finally, you break the plane of the water. It's like a sheet of glass. And you stick your head above it. And you get that first breath of air. And it's the best fucking air you've ever breathed in your life.
Yeah.
That's what that fuck was like.
Yeah.
Okay, so. So Mohawk girl passes out, and I write my number on an inside-out cigarette carton, stick it in her pocket, and leave. The next day, I'm kind of wondering if she's going to call. When she calls up, hey, there's a band playing over at Mission Records. Do you want to go with me? Sure, I say. So we go in there, and we're watching these bands, and we're talking, and she's talking to her friends, and I'm talking to my friends. And I realize who she's friends with, and she's friends with all the Tweaker kids. I'm like, oh, shit, she does a lot of speed. So I pull her aside. I said, look, you know, I don't care what you do, and you're not around me, and I had like some really kind of problem with that thing, and I also lost some friends to it, so, you know, I don't care what you do in your own time, but when you're on a date with me, please don't do any speed. So it looks pretty simple from there. I'm not trying to be a prude or anything, but about an hour and a half later, we're down at the Tip Top, and we're having drinks, when she comes out of the bathroom, and she looks like a pinball machine during multibar, and I said, you did speed in there, didn't you? Yeah, you want some? No, do you remember about like an hour and a half ago when I like asked you, like, you know, whenever, you know, time, blah, 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 libertarian, blah, 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 and, you know, not to do speed when you're on a date with me? It was just a little, I didn't think you'd mind. Okay, I gotta go. And I left. I was kind of bummed out or whatever. But the next day, I come home from work, and she's sitting in the park across the street from my house.
Hey, Bucky, what's up?
Not much. What are you doing here?
I'm just hanging out.
In the park? Across the street from where I live?
Yeah, you know, there's a Scottish band playing. Well, they're not Scottish, really. They're from Canada or Michigan or something, but that's like the theme of the band. And I was wondering if you'd want to go with me. There's a friend of mine who's working at the door at the bottom of the hill, and he can get us in for free. I was wondering if you'd want to go.
No.
Well, what do you want to do then?
With you?
Yeah, God, you are hilarious.
No, see, wait. You remember, like, okay, like, I had this one rule for Damien, not to do speed, and he only lasted, like, an hour and a half. I don't, you know, it's just no good for me, you know? I don't want to date a tweaker. And like right as I said it, I knew it just came out a little too harsh. I could see the hurt on her face. And I said, look, you know, I'm sorry. It came out a little rough. And she's like,
no, it's okay. At least you're honest.
I was like, yeah, you know, but, you know, I didn't really mean to hurt your feelings. Just like, you know, you have a bad history.
Can I use your bathroom?
What?
I drink a 40 in the park and now I have to pee. Can I use your bathroom?
Yeah, sure, I said. You know, I'm a sucker for people who don't have a place to pee. It's a horrible thing. It's a horrible thing about this city. You just see the tourists like lined up everywhere trying to pee the can. It's just really bad. They drink all the little Starbucks and Jamba Juices and shit. And they're just blowing up. It's sad. So they should wear like, they should have cable car depends out of here, you know, like Alcatraz depends. You can just put them on while you're waiting in that cable car line. You can just go right there and just pee your pants. It'd be okay. Anyway, so Mohawk girl comes into the house and she's in the bathroom and she's taking a really long time. And, you know, I just like, don't want to wait outside the door. I go in my room, I lay down my futon. And she comes back in. She's like, oh, I'm going to go now. I'm like, okay, great.
Are you sure you don't want to go out with me?
Yeah, look, you know, I find you really attractive, you know, really compatible, but, you know, I don't know, because this other thing, I just think we may not be a good match for each other.
Well, okay, but maybe I shouldn't have gotten this.
She lifted up her skirt and pulled down in front of her tights, and right above the pube line, in black lettering, was a Bucky tattoo.
Yeah!
Oh. Oh, you really shouldn't have done that.
I know. I got it the day after you fucked me at the party. I thought you were different.
Yeah.
Yeah, like this.
Yeah. Boy, if I hadn't felt like shit before, I did then. And yeah, it looked really shitty. I felt like some kind of frat boy or something. And I said, look, you know, I'm really sorry.
It's no big deal.
It's a tattoo! Then her face broke into a smile and said, it's eyeliner, you jackass.
I did it when I was in the bathroom.
God, I can't believe you fell for it. She came up really close and licked her thumb and rubbed it right off. But that's when she caught me. I was staring at her pussy. Now, when I say staring, I mean like staring like in this hypnotized kind of stare, like a deadhead looking in a kaleidoscope, right? Everything I wanted was there. Like, it was this wonderful world of colors and feelings and ooh, like, you know, I know I can tell what the color purple's thinking, that kind of bullshit. I'm still a little randy, man. It's a little crazy. It makes me a little nutty, you know? And she caught me, and she's like, you want to fuck me, don't you? You know, I really shouldn't have had sex with her again. I really shouldn't have. Like, it made things even much more worse. But come on. There was no way I wasn't not going to, right? The next day, I'm hanging out at Muddy Waters with my friend Michelle, and she was a lesbian novelist. And she's working on her submission. We're working on her submission. We're going over some line ads for her best lesbian erotica of 96, I think it was 97. And, what?
This is two of you?
Yeah, we're on the back of the porch, and we're, like, smoking back there and shit, back and kind of do that. And, she says, hey, is someone calling your name? And I kind of hear it, Bookie. 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 Start looking around. And on from the roof of one of the nearby buildings, see Mohawk girl's head.
Bookie, you're totally busted, dude. I can totally see you. And you, whoever you are, stay the fuck away from my man. I will come down there and take care of this right now. But I had to go to the store. I had to go to the store and get some tin foil.
Dude, is she serious, Michelle said. Yeah, I said, serious as a bad tattoo. So Sunday comes, and I'm at the Kilowatt at about 11 a.m. watching some football and drinking these whiskey and cokes in the pint glasses. I don't know if they still make them there that way, but that's another bad idea. Just pretty much when you hear me talk about things I've done, just like put them on the list of things not to do. Not a good idea. Drink a whiskey and cokes at 11 out of pint glasses. Alky. So you'll end up in a, yeah, I'll keep a seat warm in AA for all you. Yeah, so I'm there and I go to take a piss. And, you know, I lock the door and start taking a piss. And out of the stall comes bursting Mohawk girl, and she stands between me and the locked door.
How was your date?
What?
Your date. How was your fucking date?
That was my friend Michelle. She's a dyke.
This is no time for any of your jokes. Are you fucking around on me?
No, what?
Are you fucking around on me? Because I know we haven't really talked about things yet, and later boundaries and everything, but you got to tell me right now if you're fucking around on me.
No, look, okay, I can't be fucking around on you because we're not going out. We're two people who fucked each other a couple times, and then, like, now you're like following me around. You're hiding in stalls and waiting for me. I'm not fucking around on you. I'm not fucking anyone. I'm not fucking you, and I'm not fucking Dykes. Okay? We are not going out.
Yeah.
Stood there dead faced for a minute, then broke up laughing. Oh my God, you are so hilarious. I can't stay mad at you. You're like a real life Adam Sandler. No, really, we're not going out. Well, what do you want to do later? No, we're not. You and I, we are not going out. I can't talk to you right now. You're angry. That's right, I'm angry. Please, stop calling me. Stop coming to my house. Stop hiding in bathroom stalls and waiting for me. Just stop. I need to give you some space. Yeah, like how about 100 yards at all times? Please. So, later that night, I go down to They Be Sushi, a really popular sushi joint for all the like, people to go there and show everybody else how cool their friends are. Yep. And who's in there but Sheila? She motions at me, come over. She looks so happy to see me. Go ahead, sit down with her. And she says, Bucky, when you fuck your tweaker girlfriend on my couch, have the decency not to leave the condom on the floor. Now, even for this place, everyone got quiet. Turned around and instead, she's not my girlfriend. Oh, but you fucked her at the party, right? Yeah. Well, here's the thing. In the morning, she left her dirty, smelly tweaker clothes there and took my roommate's clothes that she uses for dancing. So either you get those clothes back or you get my roommate a $300 gift certificate to the Piedmont Boutique. Okay. Well, within about a week, everyone had heard like a different version of this screaming match that Sheila had. By the time the story got around, Mohawk Girl and I had done it in full swing in front of everyone on the kitchen table. And then I started hearing all these other little stories. Dude, I met your girlfriend the other night. She wouldn't quit talking about you. She seems really into you, man. We were up at the bottom of the hill upstairs after this band played, and she busted out some of the gnarliest crank I've ever seen, man. It was green, all right? I've seen it yellow and pink, but I've never seen it green. And she's like, it's cool. And I'm like, no way. And so she gets some of this band from Richmond, Virginia, and the drummer like totally ODs or has a heart attack or something. I don't know, because you know this foam started hitting his mouth, and I was out of there, you know, because I have warts and shit, you know, from the time in the cemetery. Anyway, congratulations, dude, because she seems really into you. Dude, man, I was over the Trocadero the other night, and your girlfriend beat up the singer for this black metal band, like in between songs. He said, your mohawk makes you look like a man, and she just grabbed him out of from the stage and going pow, 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 pow. Before anyone could figure out what was going on, this guy was like, you know, he's like black and white corpse paint, there's blood flowing everywhere, and we thought it was kind of part of the show, you know? And then we're like, oh shit, she's beating the crap out of him, he's gonna get back to Norway. Turns out they're just from on a creek. Anyway, congratulations, dude, because she seems really into you. Hey, Bucky, I heard you and your girlfriend like to have sex in front of other people. We're having a spay and neuter benefit down at the Power Exchange. You'd have to dress up, you know, and like with these dog ears and a tail. But you know, whatever, like you know. Congratulations, dude. She seems really into you. All right. So I wish I had some cool end to this where I like resolved everything, where I actually took care of my problems and things like that, but in reality, what it was, I found a back way into my house, and I just ditched her for a long time. I started going to the back of the house. I swore my roommates to secrecy, and I just holed up in my room, and I didn't answer the phone. But she knew where I lived. She was bound to catch me somewhere. One morning, as I was leaving for work, go get on the Caltrain. I see her out there. It's about 6:30 a.m. She's in the park.
Oh, hey, Bucky.
Hey, you know what? Not right now. I gotta get to work.
It'll only take a minute.
I really gotta get on this train.
Well, it's really important. I'm gonna go roadie for the Scabby Kids. They're this band. They're Crusties. And instead of using tour vans, they travel huffing boxcars. And their last roadie got his feet amputated because he was a diabetic junkie and used all his insulin needles to shoot dope. And now he can't run fast enough to train hop. We're leaving today.
Well, you know, I said that sounds like a great idea.
But there's a problem.
What? You know, if she wanted money, I would have given it to her.
It's about us.
I told you there's a...
No, let me speak. I've tried the distance thing before and they never work. We're going to be going through Minneapolis and I have an ex-boyfriend there who just got back from Antarctica and he wants to give it another try. I'm sorry. We have to go our own ways.
Mohawk girl broke up with me. You know, it's okay, I said. At least you were honest. She gave me a good big goodbye hug and said,
don't worry, you'll find someone. Women really like guys who are funny like you.
Bucky Sinister, one more time, please. Bucky Sinister, everyone.